Right now, let's do the 1:30 news with Jake.
Xander's motto.
Raising Cane's and Josh DeSean. Yeah.
Buck.
So over the weekend, on what for a lot of people I'm sure was a bit of a party weekend.
So, dude.
Two Texas men were in Lake Charles, just across the Texas-Louisiana border. And at 2 a.m. on Friday morning, Thursday night, they came to the Black Bayou Bridge, which is a drawbridge that was open. One of the men got out of the car, pushed open a gate that was closed on the drawbridge, which allowed his companion to drive through. He returns to the vehicle, gets inside. They hit the gas and attempt to jump the ramp of the drawbridge. Police say the vehicle became airborne, landed in the waterway, and sank to the bottom as both men drowned.
Oh, they drowned?
Yeah, one of them in the car, one of them outside the car. So you're all drunk.
Like,
probably.
Does that water pressure get against the door and you can't open it or something? How come you
can't
get out?
Well, I would imagine if you fall and hit the water, you
might get knocked out.
Your head hits the dashboard so hard or the windshield that you probably don't get much of a go at the window.
Yeah.
So do you... I'm sorry. This isn't funny.
Boy. Somebody's tickled.
Well... jumping a drawbridge, Jake. Is it tragic if you die doing something you love?
Something they would do in Point Break.
That's right.
Do you think...
the ultimate.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have died.
Right.
Here's my thought about this.
Keanu Reeves will never die.
Give me two.
I heard this story several days ago, and I've thought about it quite a bit. And my assessment is that whatever car they were in does not have the type of acceleration to really make this jump what they thought it would be in their head with whatever intoxication they were also dealing with. I'm guessing this is one of those deals where it sort of never really jumps and just sort of tips over and then falls straight down.
I mean, I'd certainly watch the video.
Like, there's no flying
right
for the 50 or 100 feet. It was just...
You just kind of drove into the water.
2 feet and you fell
yeah.
right down.
Yeah,
right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, probably. I think that's the case for most just stock vehicles.
Stock.
It's a little stock.
Have they ever done a Mythbusters on the Duke boys jumping a creek bed?
They had to have, and yeah. I need to find it and watch it immediately.
Definitely had...
But they had a actual...
Like Roscoe was a guest on the show.
They led us to believe they could run right in a NASCAR race with the General, remember?
Yeah, man.
So, that's not...
But they had Cooter working on the engine.
That's not right. Stock.
He's pro. I think I've always thought that somehow we got to get the driving age, especially for males, to 18. Because once you identified the areas around your city or suburb that had big dips, we would just all go watch each other try to hit it as fast as we possibly could to get just a few feet of air. Then you slam back down to the ground, your check engine light immediately comes on, your parents want to know
why
did you screw this up already. Yeah, like, look, I don't really even need this to go anywhere. I just want to try to do my version of the X Games in my truck.
Yeah, that's one of the...
go mudding.
One of the real disappointments of growing up as a young man is finding out that none of these cars are nearly as trick-worthy as you hoped. Like, just running into a curb could bring a car to its knees.
Yeah.
Not what you're seeing on Bond films or the
kind of brush
Deep
somebody
Boys.
Off a little bit by getting in their lane and
right.
give a little brush back pitch.
How far to their death?
That I do not know. I don't think this was very deep at all. I mean, most of those little tributaries down there are not all that deep.
So Bart Starr is in that car?
Is this your plan today? Just all your Bart Starr jokes?
Bart Starr went to go be at the exotic reptile and fish farm in the sky with his son, Brett, with one T.
Bro, yeah. I will dust off all autogram death jokes if you want to go. Otherwise, respect Mr. Packer. If, in fact,
actually,
that's what they called him.
Actually, might like to hear an autogram death joke series. See what you got in your bag.
Well, the corpse of autogram walks into a bar.
Hey, good news for high school football as Art Briles is finally back on the sideline.
Good dude.
Wasn't able to get on in the CFL, wasn't able to get on as the OC at Southern Miss. I believe both the organizations in question there had to apologize for even mentioning that they were considering him. and in this case, he is signed, or Art Briles is signed up at 3A Mount Vernon High School, a couple hours east of Fort Worth. He's currently coaching in Florence, Italy.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Which is where he's. That's where Coach Joe went to.
Go on,
Coach, and he passed there.
Yeah. What else do you have on that?
That he was a good coach who passed away in Italy.
Yeah. I think you have more.
And that the team he was coaching was called the Seamen.
There it is.
Why would they?
It's an international
game.
Get that egg.
I believe it was the Milan season.
One of you will get through there.
So,
he, of course, coached in Stephenville for 20 years, won multiple state titles before he ended up in the college ranks. And interestingly enough, the Star Telegram, or the Startlegram, am I right?
Yeah.
Reached out to several high school coaches who commented on the condition of anonymity.
Anonymity. Fun and, word to say.
You're not going to be real surprised. Most high school football coaches they contacted are like, what's the big deal?
Head coaches.
Get him back on the sideline. It's good for the game.
If precedent is our guide, not that it should be in many situations, but it is weird how many coaches have bounced back, dusted themselves off, and resumed their career. You know, even Baylor coaches, Jake.
Is there a lot of precedent for looking the other way on 31 rape accusations?
I'm saying if Dave Bliss could get back on the horse, I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's odd that it's just interesting to go through the minds of this high school. I suppose now being talked about.
And if only we knew if the Baylor AD got another job.
Yeah. He was hired by Liberty. I think the comments I saw from people in the town was that they were sort of blindsided by it. Like, there was no public discussion of this.
They didn't do an internet poll beforehand?
No, not people in the town, but people who had the ability to do the hiring.
Like, the school board voted unanimously, right, to make the hire.
Like, are you kidding?
Like, 10 out of 10 of them or something.
Art Briles?
But yeah, that's now all that...
It's not news if someone looks the other way on a rape accusation here. We do that all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's a small town. It's probably just complete speculation because I don't know anything about anything east of Dallas. My guess is that it's probably a pretty religious community. And he's always been pretty out front with using his faith as a somewhat of a force field. And then either that or they think, look, it's just he deserves another chance. He's being forgiven. Although he never really copped to doing all that much wrong, so it's kind of hard for him to get redemption.
That's what I was going to say. It does seem like that's the big complaint about him is that he, well, you know, besides looking the other way on the 31 rapes,
yeah.
The complaint is that he didn't ever apologize. He apologized like that it happened and said, I was like the captain of the ship and I'll go down with the ship because that's what captains do, but... It ain't like I had anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's what feels very strange.
You need my full contract paid.
Right.
He did, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons of money.
Damn, that's good times there.
And add another one to the list as over the weekend, the 26th racehorse at Santa Anita Park in California, 26th, died since December 26th.
Here comes Orb!
I believe three in the last 9 days.
Yeah, Real Sports just did something on this before this last 9 days hit. That was...
Yeah, I think I think Dan and I both watched that.
Oh, did you?
I think. But now Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California, is getting involved, calling for the park to temporarily shut down.
Hey, what do you say we kind of take a look at this thing?
Yeah.
You know, it's clearly you're
government
not...
Government overreaching. She said track conditions.
Is she a dirty liberal?
Oh, of course. It's California.
Yeah.
Would like to take a look at track conditions and the history of each of the horses' medications to be a little more carefully scrutinized, which, actually, you know what? Maybe it was just an article that we read that they pumped them with so much drugs that they don't really know that they're in pain. And so they just keep going and going and going, and that's when they end up getting hurt. And, of course, we can't
fix a horse's bones.
Fix their bones, so they just die.
Yeah, how about we just get rid of that sport, and who's going to care?
Probably the people in that sport. Great.
Yeah. I floated this test balloon out there several years ago and got shot down hard. You know how, I don't know, somehow these are very vocal people. Like, I don't really know anybody who's into horse racing, yet
and
it seems like you bring it up and 100 people come out of the woodwork, like, you just don't understand. You don't get our culture.
You guys realize
the horses run, and you bet on them, and some of them die.
I mean, you do realize, though, you're kind of in the hotbed of horse-related activities, yeah?
Yeah, but not killing them.
No, not what killing them, but if somebody was making a living in the horse world, chances are, at some point...
I didn't say eliminate horses.
Based in Texas. Yeah, I know,
genocide.
But I think that's the highest end, though, is what I'm saying, of the... Of the horse world, the you're always dreaming of getting up to that great racehorse price point.
What will rich gray-haired men with sunglasses do?
Right.
For fun, then. Right.
Where will the Patriots take ecstasy?
Like, do many Texas horses make the crossover to racing?
See, I don't think
Cowboy
so.
Cowboy horses.
No.
I don't think so.
I think that's
two totally different horses, right?
Two totally different horses.
I don't know.
Just ranch horses.
I don't know any that have, at least.
Well, yeah, I imagine the average ranch horse doesn't start just deciding he's going to start racing on the side.
That was all of their goals, though.
Generally can make NASCAR, then...
I imagine every time a horse procreates, somebody's thinking, is this that special horse?
All right.
So you're saying...
You've got to put him in the youth academy first.
Yes. Right.
So, in Spain.
In conclusion...
Well, you have the little pony, and then he runs real fast, and then you jump cut to the guy with a stopwatch, and then he shows his buddy. They're like, whoa. You know, it's all part of this movie.
So what you're saying is...
Have you seen the 40 on this?
That Bart Starr fell down at Santa Anita racetrack. And he couldn't fix his bones. What are you saying exactly?
Just a Packer icon you decided to go after. Not Bill Buckner. You decided to go after Bart Starr.
Well, Bill Buckner caught the baby on the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, so he kind of redeemed himself. Next.
Too far.